This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The buzz in television land this week with the advertising upfronts going on in New York has been all about the spiffy new shows that are coming to us. We, however, are going to reserve a moment here for the oldies but the goodies, the almost ancient, really, by network standards. Grey's Anatomy, the show that made Shonda Rhimes into Shonda Rhimes, wraps up its 12th season tonight on ABC. And not only is it on track to finish as the network's number one drama among advertisers' favorite people, that'd be 18 to 49-year-olds, but it is also ABC's second most watched series overall this season behind Dancing with the Stars. So who then to thank for Grey's long-running success? Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on that one.
It's a rare network drama that stays on top as long as Grey's.
Seriously?
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 One reason, fans like Emily Patinos.
It's also sort of everyone's guilty pleasure.
She's 23 and has been watching Grey's on and off for years. She says in college,
I had a roommate in my dorm room and I would kind of hide it from her. I would like watch it late at night or when she wasn't in the room. And then it turned out that she was doing the same thing.
They started watching together. Now she's getting her MFA in a new city and watching again.
It's something familiar, and I feel like there are people on the show that I know.
It's comforting.
I love you, Meredith Grey, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Legions of Emily Patinos out there have discovered Meredith, Derek, and the other doctors at Seattle Grace on streaming services. Patrick Moran is executive vice president at ABC Studios.
A lot of these viewers, you know, if they're in high school, were barely watching television when the show started.
ABC says viewing of the pilot episode has doubled in the last 5 years. And nearly 40% of viewers who streamed the show last summer started watching the show this fall.
People can come in, discover the show, binge on the previous 11 seasons, then catch up on season 12.
More live viewers means more ad revenue. Ad Age estimates Grey's pulled in about $160,000 per 30-second spot this season, up from last year. Not quite scandal territory. It's in the $200,000 range, but still a top 20 earner. Amanda Lotz is a communication studies professor at the University of Michigan. She says the kind of shift we're seeing with Grey's is still new.
We don't have that long of a history with the possibility of moving audiences in this way.
She says Breaking Bad remains one of the best examples of what's been called the Netflix effect, moving people who discover a show late into the real-time audience.
Its live audience grew season to season, which really wasn't a phenomenon that people had seen before.
But the success of these shows on streaming services and the increasing value of their multi-season libraries raises a thorny question for networks and cable.
Whether they are going to continue to let Netflix be the middleman.
Jennifer Holt teaches media industry studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara. She says networks and cable channels have been working on their own streaming platforms and sees Netflix's investment in original programming as a recognition of where things are headed.
They see the writing on the wall that they're going to start to be cut out as that middleman, and they need to start branding and developing their own content to survive in this marketplace.
For now, the relationship between Netflix and broadcasters is mutually beneficial, kind of like friends with benefits, but not nearly as inevitable and unreserved as Meredith's love for McDreamy.
Pick me. Choose me. Love me.
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.